then 2 with a west swell of 2 to 4 feet at 9 seconds. And tomorrow, the west winds 5 to 15 knots. The wind waves less than 2 feet. West swell 2 to 4 feet at 9 seconds. And for current temperatures, let's see here. I've got Salinas at 58 degrees. It's also 58 in Watsonville, 57 in Monterey. And it looks like we're at 61 here in Santa Cruz, right outside KSCO Studios. And for your KSCO King of the Hill traffic update, nothing major to report right now. If you see something out there, you can call me at 475-1080. The official time is 10:06 and 41 seconds on this Saturday, July 16th. Up next, Saturday special. Stay tuned. KSCO Santa Cruz, I'm Nikki James.
May I ask you a personal question?
Yes, you may. I may or may not answer.
Yes, and if you choose not to, you'll just won't answer. Or will you say, will you say nothing, or will you just not answer?
Dead air. No, dead just air. Kidding.
Okay, here's the personal question. Are you a happy person?
I will answer that with, for the most part, yep.
Good.
It's my general demeanor.
So am I, too. I would have answered that, too, but I wanted to ask you the personal question.
Well, there you go.
Yes, there I go. Now, what is it that makes you happy? Does sunshine make you happy?
Yes.
Does rain make you happy?
Sun,
yeah,
and ocean and beautiful weather.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I'm going to... There was a little bit of rain. I guess it was drizzle today, right? I
mean, yeah, kind of heavy fog, basically.
Yeah. Now, I don't usually like that, but if I know that it's going to get nice later on, then it's not so bad,
right? You tolerate it, right?
Yeah, exactly. Right. We do tolerate it. And I was walking on the beach, on the choo-choo track, and I had my iPod with me, and I was listening to some music. And I'm going to play one of the musics that came up on the iPod, but I'm going to do it after we officially start the program, okay?
Awesome.
Good morning. A brighter day is here. Good morning. May we bring you cheer.
We've got time. We've got tunes. We've got time, tunes, and temperature.
Get up and go. It's today, you know, on KSCO Radio.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that, folks? Get up and go. It's today, you know. On KSCO Radio, your favorite radio station, and for good cause. Why? Because there's no thing as a radio station with a style and personality and realness of KSCO AM 1080. Stay with us for the next 2 hours.
Good morning. Now stay right here on KSCO Radio.
Okay, well, the thing is supposed to start here. There it is now. Yeah, you like the song?
What can I say? How can I tell you how much I miss you? The weather here.
Oh, yeah.
Is nice.
This is good.
To do, 'cause I stay home
You know, I feel terrible because I don't even know who the artist is. I think it's Carole King, but I'm not absolutely positive. It just says various artists. I know the song is called It Might As Well Rain Until September. You know that. I mean, I didn't need to tell you that, right? Okay, it's the Saturday special. It's sort of a free-form Saturday special today, folks. If you want to give us a call and bring up a topic, 479-1080 is the phone number to call. That's an area 831. MZ at KSCO.com is the email address to use if you want to participate that way. I'll open up the email here in just a minute. But it's a talk radio station, and so, you know, it's probably better for you to call and participate telephonically if you can. Maybe we'll get a smart meter update here. I think we got one during the week. I walked into the studio here, and I see that they're distributing posters out in the lobby. And it says, Smart Meter Free Zone. It's a nice poster. It's a very attractive poster. And it's got the big, you know, standard no sign on it, you know, the circle with a line going through it, red. And it shows a smart meter with that no sign superimposed over it. It says, No Cancer Meter Here. StopSmartMeters.org. Now, we can't, here at KSCO, in good conscience, display this in our window. I mean, we have it in our lobby for people who want to come and pick it up. And, I guess the Stop Smart Meter people have figured that KSCO lobby is a good place for people to pick up these nice, attractive posters if you want to display them yourself. But we can't display them here because it wouldn't make sense. Because it's my understanding that we have already been swapped out with a smart meter. You know, long time ago, I think more than a year ago, before anybody was paying attention. I'm going to verify that. During the break, I'm going to go out to where our PG&E meter is, and I'm going to verify that it's a smart meter, which I think it was when I saw it from a distance not too long ago. Up at KSCO North, I can tell you for sure that we have a smart meter has been installed. And I foolishly gave my approval to do that one day, a year and a half, 2 years ago, when someone knocked on my door. Said, I'm from a meter contracting company, and we want to put in a smart meter at your place. And I figured, oh, okay, sure. Why not? In fact, there's two smart meters, one for gas and one for electric. Without knowing, you know, my ignorance kept me from knowing that I should have said no, because it's questionable about whether or not these things are safe. And even if they are safe, even if you're not going to get brain cancer or whatever from them because you're sleeping near them and so forth, even if you're not, why put yourself in a position of PG&E or any utility or the government for that matter being able to control your energy use? They could throttle it back. They can shut it down. They can create their own brownouts and so forth. You know, it just seems to me like it's a bad thing that should definitely be opposed. And so that's why we are more than happy to certainly provide the airtime for the very passionate anti-smart meter people to bring this up, bring this to the attention of the public, because nobody else is. Nobody else is. It's just presumed that it's okay because that's just progress, you know. On the surface, I suppose it seems that having an all-electronic meter makes more sense than having a mechanical meter. But who knows? I don't know. Anyhow, so very attractive poster, and they're available here. I don't know how many there are in the lobby, but there's a bunch of them. So if you want to come by 2300 Portola Drive in Santa Cruz and pick one up, and display it, be our guest. Another reason for you to come by 2300 Portola Drive today is it's sort of becoming a standard thing here. Not every week, but this week, certainly. Kay is here to sign copies of her book. If you want to buy one online and come on down, pick up the book. or if you just want to come and buy it here at the radio station, you can have Kay inscribe it to you if you want. And it's a wonderful book. It's called For KSCO, I'm Kay Zwirling. It's just, they don't make books. I know I'm biased. It's my mom and everything, but it really is a good book. She reads it periodically, and she says, this is a very smart person who wrote this. I mean, she says that, and she says, it's way smarter than me. And I said, Ma, it was you. She says, oh, well, yeah, it's a good book. And when I pick it up, once you put down her book, you never want to pick it up again. Wait a minute. It came out wrong. You know what I'm trying to say. Anyhow, 479-1080 if you want to give us a call and have some fun here on the Saturday special. Let's see. Driving in, I was listening to Michael Olson's Food Chain program, and it occurred to me there's big change going on in talk radio. Everybody is turning into Alex Jones. Alex Jones is so popular that there's a bunch of Alex Jones wannabes now. You know, myself included, Corey Gold, even Michael Olson. I mean, what's interesting is the kind of guest and topics that Alex brings to the air and to the internet. And so, you know, I see a great change happening, a sea change in talk radio. I think people are getting sick and tired of the left and right paradigm, you know, that's just been going on for years and years and years. You get tired of listening to that. But I thought it was really interesting that Michael had that the guest on last hour talking about selling off the rights to our government-owned lands to China in exchange for them continuing to buy our treasury notes. Jeez. Do you believe that? That was the topic, and I wouldn't put it past him. I wouldn't put anything past this government. I think everything is starting to break down. So what are we, the people, going to do about it? I think we should make that the topic of the next 2 hours on here on your Saturday special. This is a Saturday special for you, for thou. And by the way, we have none other than Neil Brian Goldberg, whom we haven't heard from in a long time.
Yes, sir.
How are you, Neil Brian Goldberg? Be honest.
Well, I'm good, and I feel a little freer and a little happier just listening to your station.
Oh, good. Yeah. So listen, you didn't get Barbara Boxer's seat. And we're sad about that because we really hoped you would, because you see things a whole lot clearer than that woman does, in my opinion, anyhow, and I think in the opinion of a lot of other people who listen to KSCO.
Well, you know, Michael, the problem was they required 250,000 signatures. It's really a little under that, but, you know, a lot of them just get discounted for good reasons and questionable reasons. So we really needed about 250,000 signatures. If you run as a Democrat or a Republican, you only need a few hundred signatures. But if you run as an independent, they want to make sure that someone like me doesn't come out of nowhere and catch on. And, you know, I kind of came close. You know,
How close did you get in signatures?
Oh, no, on the signatures, forget it. It was out of the question because everyone was saying, I got a bunch of signatures, but not nearly, even near the ballpark. And people would say, they'd sign and try to help, but they would say, we don't want to split the ticket. You know, don't split the ticket. Well, all right, you've got your ticket. It's all together and nice, and you have Barbara Boxer, you know, written on it. So people couldn't grasp the idea that someone like me could catch on. Wherever I spoke, you know, it pretty much brought the house down. People always
liked it.
That's
true. That's true. You're an amazing speaker, and you're an amazing caller, and you're an amazing host.
Well, kind of like you as a radio man, but anyway, you know, people wouldn't get out and work because they're afraid of taking votes away from the one who was chosen to lose. And I'm concerned that the same thing could happen with the presidential election. They'll pick someone who seems like a really good wahoo kind of, but there'll be flaws, there'll be reasons, there'll be
stage. All right, now, obviously, you have no use for President Obama, yes?
Well, I think he might be the worst thing that ever happened to this country. I'm very concerned about it. I don't like what I'm seeing. And since I didn't, since the Senate thing didn't run, I still have to fight for freedom. You know, I still have to try to keep the real America. And so I realize right here at the local level, they're encroaching. Like you were talking about the smart meters. What are these cameras all over the place watching us? Private properties at risk. This Agenda 21 thing, which is a UN, you know, generated thing. Where,
when you say the cameras looking at, you're talking about the cameras at the to catch you violating, you know, vehicle laws, right?
You see them more and more. I don't like it. And this Agenda 21 business, which states in Agenda 21, single family homes are no longer sustainable. What? Divide America. Single-family homes are no longer sustainable. Pretty soon they'll say, the Constitution is no longer sustainable. The Republic's no longer sustainable. Freedom and democracy itself, you know, is not sustainable. That's where it's going. And people have to see it. And so this
freedom and democracy are no longer sustainable.
Yeah, that's where it's going. So this encroachment on the local level is just as important as the encroachment on the national level. Okay, I can't get into the Senate. I'll fight here. I'm announcing today my candidacy for supervisor for the area for a Aptos supervisor.
And Is this a scoop for KSEO?
Yeah, I have an announcement. I'm announcing it now. I'm going to run for supervisor for several reasons. One reason is this overreach of the government. We've got someone in there from Aptos voted against having less of a salary increase. Excuse me, these supervisors are getting paid real big money and are set for life with a big fat pension for life. What the heck? We're supposed to be serving. We're supposed to be trying to do some good. We're not supposed to be aristocracy setting ourselves up. This woman's got to go who's in there for Aptos, and so do a lot of the other ones. Whoever voted to not have less of a salary increase, they should all be out come this next election. You remember it, folks. I'll take a salary cut. I don't need much. You know, we're supposed to be in there serving, trying to make things better. And another reason I'm running is because there's a level of corruption that's really very, very bad here. There's corruption in our courts, in our superior courts. I heard on your station, there's some judges that got to be looked at. I heard on your station an attorney was on there, and he mentioned Judge Almquist. And he said that this judge made a ruling that was just, he said, I guess he wasn't aware of such and such a statute, mentioned that it was an illegal, improper ruling. Then another attorney tells me that the second worst call he ever saw in his whole career was from this Judge Almquist. Then another.
What are these calls, though? You know, Neil. I mean,
this is what I want to say. This has to be researched. Anyone out there who knows about it, Judge, it's not clean. You know, let's hear it. If a judge is clean, you know, if these are bad raps, and we need to clear his name, then let's clear his name. But let's take a look.
Hearsay, and the hearsay is not definitive, right? I mean, it's just.
No. I've seen some things.
I mean, myself. No hearsay is definitive.
Things myself. I've seen documents, and it's very funny. Just before you called me and invited me to come on this show, I received an email telling me some folks that went looking for justice, and their case was put off four different times, and again, it was put off by the same judge who rerouted their case to the law partner of the opposing attorney, Tim Smalls. So Tim Smalls has to be looked at. Mr. Almquist has to be looked at. And the relationship between Smalls and Almquist has to be looked at. Is it clean? Are they okay? Let's go. I've heard too many stories about this same combination, and I despise corruption in government. Corruptors of the courts.
Well, we'll put the word out for we'll put the word out for equal time here for many of these people.
Yeah, let's hear if they're good. I'd love to say they're clean, they're good. But if there's attorneys out there who might be thanking God right now. There might be attorneys' wives out there. Did your husband come home brokenhearted and he worked hard on a case and just had it arbitrarily thrown out by a judge that's not clean? Come on now, this is a chance. Come forward. Let's clean up these courts. If I were a supervisor,
well, how do you clean up? How do you clean up courts? Aren't judges appointed for? I guess superior court judges are elected,
here's
right?
Here's the thing, Michael. If there is a pattern of obstruction of justice, that's criminal. And there are judges who have gone to jail for that. If there's a pattern of obstruction, look, I walked through the halls when I was running my campaign. I had to go to the courthouse a lot. And I see the everyday people sitting there on the benches, waiting for their chance in court, waiting to go in, expecting to get a fair shake. You know, I defeated Bank of America.
Yes.
And I defeated a very big, powerful real estate company here because I believed in America. I believed in the magnificent, wonderful courts of this country. And I see these everyday people sitting out there, and some of them don't even know it's already wired, that they have no chance. And I spit on that. I despise that. Our courts have to be clean, and our judges have to be squeaky clean. The case that I won against the giant real estate, that was Judge Attic running that case. May God bless him. A decent, good judge. He's retired now. Who let us have a fair chance, and we won. And when I defeated Bank of America, and Bob Yonce was a great judge. He was just about a saint on the bench. He's gone now. There's new guys in. They got to be watched. They got to look at. Don't let your courts go bad, people, because freedom rests on justice. Freedom rests on justice. You lose justice, you lose freedom. And the way I feel is, if that ship of freedom and justice and decency is going down, I'm going down with it. I don't care what happens to me. I go down with that ship.
So will you stay with us? There are people calling already. Presumably they want to talk with you. Is that...
don't tell me I stirred something up, yeah. Michael. I never intend to do that.
Okay, well, listen, that's Neil Brian Goldberg, who's on the air with us here today on the Saturday special. One of the problems that I see with talk radio is that people bitch and moan, and they don't offer many solutions. I want to thank Maurice Lieberman, who emailed me something that I think is a great solution here. And it says, please accept this in the spirit in which it is sent. Now, to those of you who are waiting on the phone right now, stay there. We will get to you. But I don't like to read too much, but this is great, and it's not super long, so I'm gonna put this out to you, and let's discuss it here. This was sent to me. It would seem worthy to be passed on to everyone you know. It's just a framework, but a good one. I'm tired of these 500 or so senators and congressmen screwing up America. Let's rope them in with this amendment. Please pass it on. And please accept, as I said, please accept this in the spirit in which it was sent. Congressional Reform Act of 2011. The 26th Amendment granting the right to vote for 18-year-olds took only 3 months and 8 days to be ratified. Why? Simple. The people demanded it. That was in 1971, before computers, before email, before cell phones, etc. Of the 27 amendments to the Constitution, 7 took 1 year or less to become the law of the land. All because of public pressure. I'm asking each addressee to forward this email to a minimum of 20 people on their address list. In turn, ask each of these to do likewise. In 3 days, most people in the United States of America will have the message. This is one idea that really should be passed around. Okay, here is the proposed Congressional Reform Act of 2011. 1, term limits, 12 years only. One of the possible options below, A, 2 6-year Senate terms, B, 6 2-year House terms, C, 1 6-year Senate term, and 3 2-year House terms. Okay, number 2, no tenure, no pension. A congressman collects a salary while in office and receives no pay when they are out of office. 3, Congress, past, present, and future, participates in Social Security. All funds in the Congressional Retirement Fund move to the Social Security system immediately. All future funds flow into the Social Security system, and Congress participates with the American people. 4, Congress will no longer vote themselves a pay raise. Congressional pay will rise or fall by the lower of the Consumer Price Index or 3%. 6, Congress loses their current health care system and participates in the same health care system as the American people. 7, Congress must equally abide by all laws they impose on the American people. 8, all contracts with past and present congressmen are void effective 1/1/12. The American people did not make this contract with congressmen. Congressmen made these contracts for themselves. Serving in Congress is an honor, not a career. The founding fathers envisioned citizen legislators, so ours should serve their term or terms, then go home and back to work. If each person contacts a minimum of 20 people, then it will only take 3 days for most people in the U.S. to receive the message. Maybe it is time. This is how you fix Congress. If you agree with the above, pass it on. If not, just delete. You are one of my 20-plus. Keep it going. So thank you. And by the way, I guess this is written by someone named Bryce Ellsworth, broker. Looks like somewhere in the Bay Area. Anyhow, Maurice Lieberman emailed this to me, and I will re-email this to anybody who sends me a request, mz@ksco.com. What'd you think of that, Neil?
Hello, I'm here.
Yeah, what'd you think of that?
Yeah, absolutely, term limits like that. They shouldn't become aristocracy, and that's what bothers me. Like, for example, they're supposed to care about the people. They're supposed to care about what's going on, not be working deals all the time. Like, the people who are in and out, nobody's yelling that 85,000 children a year get taken from their parents in California. Now, you got some junkies, you got some bad scenes, okay, but a lot of it's for frivolous reasons. A county supervisor, a congressman, a senator, they should be screaming about that. They should not have people out there defenseless with nowhere to turn, with their children ripped away because some commie snot got in their house with a clipboard, cookie putting around in their house and say, oh, it's a little too untidy, or oh, this little thing here might hurt your child, we're taking your child away. That kind of crap. It's un-American. It's not right. Folks, if you don't stand your ground, if you don't start drawing some lines in the sand like they're doing with the smart meters, that's good. That's good activity. Then you're going to lose everything. Get me in there as supervisor, you'll have a fighter in there. You'll have someone who will never keep quiet when things aren't right.
This is good. That's Neil Brian Goldberg. 10:33 and 17:18:19 seconds on your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO. We're going to open the phone lines now to others who might want to call 479-1080, 479-1080 in area 831. Let's take a quick call here from Scott in Scotts Valley. Scott, you're on with Neil and MZ. How are you doing?
Good morning.
Hi.
Wonderful show.
Thank you.
I can't offer any solutions right now, but I can offer, if you like, a quick story about Judge Almquist.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
I received a speeding ticket on Highway 1, so I was down at the courthouse to ask for a reduction and traffic school, and he was filling in for the regular traffic court judge. And first of all, everyone that was Spanish-speaking was pulled forward first for the translator, and the first few all had were in court because they were given tickets for driving without a license, and the reason they didn't have driver's licenses was because they were illegal, and then they admitted this in court, and after he dismissed the first three of them, he proceeded to lecture the rest of us in the courtroom why he was letting them go, because they were unable to obtain a driver's license. And most of us were pretty blown away by that, but no one really wanted to speak up, because these people were in the courthouse admitting that they were in the country illegally and that they were driving illegally, admitting to it all, and then they were just let out of the room. And obviously they were pulled over for some other reason before getting pulled over. And then while I'm sitting there waiting for my turn to go, at least two other people who were cited for driving without licenses ended up getting $1,200 fines plus a couple days of community service. And these were people that, just because they had a driver's, were in the country legally, they had to spend $1,000 plus a couple of days missed work, compared to people who were in the country illegally being dismissed. It blew me away.
Did you say that was Judge Almquist?
Yes, sir.
Now, here's a question for you. I always believe that traffic court judges are not really judges, they're commissioners, right? So isn't it very unusual for a judge, because Judge Almquist is a judge, right? If I'm not mistaken, he was a former supervisor.
Mm-hmm. Normally, I'm forgetting her name right now, but there's normally a female judge.
Oh, yes. I know that. I know that lady. Yeah.
She was not there that day, and he was filling in.
Right.
And It's a really small court. A really small room. You can see him very clearly.
It's in the basement. It's in the basement of the county building.
Correct. But I thought that was pretty unbelievable.
Very nice of you to tell us about that.
And thank you for reminding me.
No, thank you for having this amazing show on today. So thank you very much.
You bet. I appreciate it, Scott, in Scotts Valley. Here's Robert in Santa Cruz. Robert, you're on the air.
Thank you for taking the call. I always enjoy listening to your show. Concerning the topic about the area of lands throughout the United States that slowly but surely got taken over by the federal government, where there would be places that oil could be drilled, for example, Utah, Arizona, Montana, these areas. This gentleman that called up there, your guest, forgive me the name.
Neil Brian Goldberg.
Brian Goldberg, yes. What came to mind was bringing up the Constitution and its rights as far as states goes. Our president became a professor at Harvard teaching the Constitution. And what I'm convinced in is now, upon listening over and over with all these political issues and being a historian myself, is that this guy is trying to do everything he can to twist the Constitution.
Sometimes it looks that way.
Yeah. Yeah, and forbidding states to drill here and drill there. We got enough oil. We could, excuse my French, we could flip the bird to every other country in the
world.
That's
not French. You can say that on the radio.
Okay, is that permissible? Okay.
Yeah. I shouldn't say it either.
Yeah, and because we have enough oil and coal reserves here and natural gas here where we don't need anybody else's oil. And if we did that, the rest of the world would go, oh, my God. And all of a sudden, the oil, the price of gasoline would go down to $1.20 a gallon.
Yeah, doesn't that make you wonder why? Why we're not? It's so easy for us to become energy, self-sufficient. It's easy. Doesn't it make you wonder why?
Well, because Obama wants us to drive electric cars.
You think that's the only reason?
It's deeper than that, I'm sure you know.
Yeah.
Okay,
well
listen. So I want to thank you for your phone call to the Saturday program, Robert. And thanks for the kind words. 479-1080, you've got open line. We'd like to fill them with you and others. KSCO is your favorite radio station for a reason.
Yep.
And the Saturday special is on right up until noon time. We're going to take a commercial break. Can we take a commercial break, Nikki? Good. Yeah, go ahead and do that, and then I'll come back and I really want. I'm really surprised that people aren't. I think this is a great suggestion about the congressional. What's it called here? The Congressional Reform Act of 2011. It's not just term limits. I read that and I thought the phones would light up with people saying, "Yeah, that's a great idea. We should do it." But not a word. Not a word. Anyhow, 479-1080 is the phone number to call.
It's almost a given. That's why everyone, agrees.
It's almost a given. Yeah, but someone's taken the time to put it down in plain English, Something to get to, something
again,
we could.
Let's say it again. What's that called again? The what reform? What is it?
It's called the Congressional Reform Act of 2011.
That's worth it.
You know what we should do? We should do. I'm going to call this guy. I'm going to call this guy and see. Does it have a cell phone here on it? Yeah. Let's see. This is great. Best of Brentwood. Okay. I don't know if this guy is just passing it along or he came up with it himself. But we'll do that right after the commercial break. By the way, if you want to get a copy of Kay's book, today is the perfect time to do it because she's right on the other side of the studio glass here. And if you can buy the book online at ksco.com, or you can just come on down here and buy it here. And, if you buy it online, you can come down here and pick it up and Mom will write a personal inscription, autograph the book and so forth. 1040 on AM 1080 KSCO. We will be back after these commercial messages. Stay with us, please.
Hi, I'm Adolfo Garcia, owner of Community Tree Service. We offer dumpster rentals, tree work, demolition, and free estimates. For any of these services, please go ahead and call my office and either talk to Regina or Naomi at 763-2391. Thank you.
Are trees around your house looking strange, leaning in the wrong direction, blocking your sunlight, in danger of falling? Take care of this and call us, the professionals, Community Tree Service. We're licensed, insured, and bonded. We offer free estimates and are ever ready in emergency situations. We take pride in being reliable and will accommodate your needs with safe professional service and advice. Call our office today at 763-2391 or from Santa Cruz, 426-6340.
Hello, I'm Robert Stangerl. Many Santa Cruzans know me as Big Boy. The original Stangerl family has been in business since 1879. Our name stands for quality, quantity, and great service. Our Gilda's restaurant on the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf is still the fishing headquarters for the area. It's where fishermen gather every morning for coffee and breakfast before heading out on the bay. Stop by Gilda's and say hello. Both my son Dino and I look forward to meeting you at Gilda's at the center of the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf.
If electricity flows through it, you can save a lot of money by doing it yourself with the help of the experts at Santa Cruz Electronics. Hello, Charlie Friedman here. Listen to the things your friends and neighbors are doing for themselves with the help of Santa Cruz Electronics.
Microwave repair.
Robotic arm with controller for eShed industrial arm.
Tesla coil for my rail gun.
Dead tricks upgrades.
Drive for a telescope.
A tube amp for my guitar.
Submersible sensors for NASA.
Ethernet cable for my new iMac.
Solar powered gate.
Instrument panel for an airplane.
Wiring my hot rod.
Upgrading PC system.
Help with home wiring.
Custom audio cables for recording studio.
High voltage electronic ignition circuit.
Building a spaceship.
If electricity flows through it, you can save a lot of money by doing it yourself with the help of the experts at Santa Cruz Electronics. Voted best electronics store 2 years running. Call Santa Cruz Electronics today at 831-479-5444 or visit at 2808 Soquel Avenue in Santa Cruz. Do it yourself and save money with the help of Santa Cruz Electronics.
Now you can discover the mysteries of ham radio. Using modern transceivers, you can make friends all over the world, even talk to astronauts in space, ships on the high seas, and flying aircraft thousands of miles away. Unlike phone users, ham radio operators talk absolutely free and provide vital communications during disasters or emergencies. To find out more about ham radio, visit us at ARRL.org. And remember, unlike the internet, we crisscross the entire globe wirelessly.
Real estate can be really confusing these days, but we make it easy to understand on Open House Radio. Hello, I'm Renee Mello, host of Open House. Each Saturday at 2 p.m., we reach into all the neighborhoods of the local real estate market and talk our way through appraisals, financing, inspections, offers, closings, with all kinds of real estate experts. Join me, Renee Mello, for Open House Radio Saturday, 2 p.m. on KSCO.
Has a love that's true.
Oh, yeah.
Than to be.
For being the pilot in command that has the consistently best bumper music that we don't use just for bumper music. We play the whole damn thing, you know?
Oh, right. Do I get a plaque?
Yeah. Sweet. We're gonna make one. I've got to make one up. I got to talk to our guy, Scott, at Shirt Crafters, because he can make anything. You know, all the KSCO t-shirts and all the KSCO hats and all the bumpers. Oh, by the way, yeah, he's working on bumper stickers right now. We're going to have a whole bleep load of bumper stickers.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Been waiting for those.
Let's say, listen and be heard. Listen and be heard, AM 1080 KSCO. 479-1080 is the phone number to call to participate on this Saturday special with MZ Neil Brian Goldberg. I do have a number of emails to read here. Let's bring Neil back on, lock him in, and RC.
Yeah, Michael. You should advertise the freest radio station in the world. It really is.
Okay, great.
I've been saying it for years.
I know you have, and that's probably true. It's probably true. Yeah, RC and Aptos, you're on with Neil and MZ.
Hey, Michael, this is right up my alley.
Oh, good.
Also, one more idea about form that guy had.
Yeah.
Also, they should stipulate that Hail to the Chief should be replaced with Mr. Big Stuff. So whenever the president walks into the room, the press room, you play Mr. Big Stuff.
Okay. Well, that's not quite as respectful.
I think it would be appropriate. Because
it says, who do you think you are? And by the way, to be grammatically correct, it should say, whom do you think you are? But that's okay.
That's a great song.
Yeah. It's not right to disrespect the presidency. I suppose you can disrespect the president if you think the president is no damn good.
I don't know. The way they're running up the debt and the way they're keeping us in foreign wars, I think it might be appropriate to call him, to ask him, who does he think he is at this point?
Yeah, we can ask him that, but not the presidency.
Also, is there any provision in that reform that guy sent for the influence of lobbyists? Or special interest.
No. Well, right away we have to go to work on this. So maybe that's what we have to do. We have to schedule a Saturday special where we'll put this up on the website first. And I don't know if Mr. Bryce Ellsworth, who's a broker, is someone who just passed this along to someone who passed it along to me, or if he actually wrote it. You know, either way, it's a good thing, but I sure would like to talk to the person who wrote it, maybe get that person on a Saturday special, and together with our extremely intelligent audience, we can hammer out, you know, just the perfect, because you're absolutely right, there should be something in there about lobbyists.
Well, I take a look at
lobbyists should be put to sleep.
I take a look at this issue from a kind of a quantum approach, and the real problem that I see with our Congress and that Senate and the President taking us down this road to enormous debt, that's the biggest problem, that they're taking us down this road to enormous debt. And what's the interest on the debt that we pay out, about $750 billion, $1 trillion interest that we pay out?
I'm not sure, but with a Moody's rating, a bond rating, creditworthy rating, of the United States about to go down, it's that whatever the rate is going to jump. So
my biggest problem with this, and if anybody wants to take reform crack at this, and that's the influence that the consulting community has on our Congress, and that's the strategists, the consultants, the pollsters, the focus groups, and it's obvious the conclusion that they've come up with, that is, find out the demographic of everybody who votes, give them everything they want, and for God's sake, don't expect them to pay for it. And when somebody comes up with an idea that takes us off that path, because that's the path that we're on. You have to admit it. That's the path we're on. Everybody's getting everything that they want out of that Congress, and nobody's paying for it.
You know what might be a bigger problem than the pile of debt we're being buried with?
Yeah.
A bigger problem might be, why are we being buried in debt? Why is this being done?
It's very simple. It's very simple. That's the path to what I just laid out, is the path to reelection and career. It's as simple as that.
You think it is? Yeah.
It's as simple as that. I mean, if you look at these guys in Congress, they've been there over and over and over. And if you look at Joe Lieben a few years ago, he was voted out by his own political party. But he saw his prestige, he saw his brand diminishing, he saw his career about to go. So he went another route. He ran as an independent. He got back in there. And for what?
I guess the people like him.
They did like him, and he liked his job, and he liked the money and the prestige that went along with it. But it's essentially their jobs that they're looking for. I mean, I've fought for my job before. I've been fired for jobs, and I fought for them. And I've lost, and I've lost all the time.
May I ask you a personal question, RC?
Yeah.
What job do you do now, and what jobs have you been fired from and fought for?
Let me see here. What was a job that I – I fought for a job. I won't get into specifics, but the last job I fought for and I lost, I was a salesperson. And my company, after I already – wrote an agreement with my clients, the company reneged on the agreement that I already made. They already signed on a dotted line. And my company told me, no, you got to charge them more money. I can't do that. This is done. This is a done deal. And
sell at less than the company prescribed rate?
No. It was all legitimate.
Okay.
The company changed their policy. After the deal was done,
and there's there was no clause in the language that said we reserve the right to change.
There might be some way, heck if I know, but it was never pointed out to me. So I just said, I tried to figure out another way to get this thing done where nobody would get burned. But somehow I was violating policy, so I had to go. And
Sounds like they thought you were a troublemaker. So
they thought that. I have no idea. I wasn't the only one who had to go over that issue as well.
Sure.
But anyways, how did we get on that track?
I like to ask personal questions.
What was the idea of people and what they'll do to keep their job? That's basically it. It's basic human nature. Nobody wants to get fired. And plus, you're talking about, what, a $350,000 a year job for that Congress? Those guys don't want to lose their jobs. And in my opinion, and I know you can hear me cooking, in my opinion, it's as simple as that. That's why they keep going down the road. It's a successful road. It leads to a 90% reelection rate.
Yeah, I think people are basically idiots. It's just name recognition. Whether it's good or bad, it's there.
But anyways,
by the way, what are you cooking?
I'm cooking steak and eggs and home fries.
You know, if it wouldn't, it would probably be rude and just totally ridiculous for us to, for you to invite us all. You can invite me after the program, but. But yeah, it would be it just wouldn't be.
My girlfriend and I are going to devour the last of the steak, so that's not going to be any gone. But there's eggs and potatoes for you, Michael.
Speaking of eggs and potatoes, do you have a favorite favorite restaurant for breakfast in the Santa Cruz area?
If you don't mind waiting 3 hours, go to the Sea Breeze on Seabright Avenue.
Most people do mind waiting that long, especially if you have to stand.
That's the place to go. I've never had a bad meal there.
My favorite place for years has been Zachary's on Pacific Avenue.
I like it. I like Zachary's as well.
Oh, my God. Their potatoes are just out of this world.
And also, if you want to do something different, go to Tampico Kitchen.
That's an idea. I used to duck out of class early at Santa Cruz High in the 60s to go to Tampico Kitchen.
They'll serve
their tacos.
They'll serve you breakfast. They'll serve you anything on their menu.
Right.
Yeah.
But then you prefer to do your own, as you're doing now.
It's a reward for my girlfriend for all the attention that I get from her all week.
This is a good thing. Yep. Okay, RC, thanks for calling the Saturday special.
Thanks.
Here's Don in Soquel. Don, welcome to the Saturday special on KSCO, your favorite radio station. Why?
Why is it? Because it gives me the best information and the best news.
You're absolutely correct. You win a prize. Yes. Okay, anyhow, you called for what?
Yes.
Yeah.
This whole debt debacle.
Yeah.
I keep seeing Obama come on and say, we want to do big things. The question is, how much do we really need? We don't need $4 trillion. He wants to buy things. He wants to buy his election. That's where the money's going to go. And if anybody thinks something differently, they're nuts. Secondly, what is our budget?
I'll be honest with you. I don't know.
We don't have one. We haven't had one since he came to office. So we don't know where we are. Now, what do we pay these clowns going to Congress for?
I'll be honest with you again. I don't know. To feather their own nests.
That's right.
That's what we pay them for. Did I get that right?
Yep. When Harry Reid came out and said,
I get a prize because I got that
perfectly
right.
Okay to accept bribes.
Yeah.
That was on the news. Now, what does that mean? They get bribed every day. And Steny Hoyer, whatever his name, that old nut, he gets on it. Why are these Republicans holding us hostage? And nobody's holding anybody. Obama doesn't want to give, and neither should the Republicans. Because if he won't accept what they want, and I think they're giving him an awful lot, then it's his fault. The Republicans don't need to cave and give him what he wants. He's a big baby. He's used to getting his way.
Yes, he is, and yes, he is, and yes, he is.
And if you really think about it, what he is he's a whore for George Soros.
That's exactly right. He is George Horos's sore.
Yeah. And secondly, he's a pimp for all those people who thought he was going to be the second coming. He hasn't even come the first time.
Yeah.
You know, it's so pathetic to see this country get all upset. If we, if they downgrade, maybe that's what the United States needs is a good, hard kick in the posterior once. Because they say, well, we may downgrade anyway. You got to get rid of that $4 trillion deficit. That's what they're talking about. That's what Moody is talking about this morning.
Yeah.
Now, you know he's going to spend every penny because he's got to buy votes. He knows he's a loser. He has done nothing on his own. He's come up with nothing. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot. He directed the killing of his brother.
Now, was that a kind thing to say? Osama bin Laden is his brother?
Well, hey, they're so close, it's hard to tell. I don't care if it's true or not.
Well, you should care if it's true. You should care if it's true, Don.
Right.
Yeah, if it's not true, you should care.
Well, he's the one that supposedly directed the killing.
Yeah.
That's what he keeps saying, that I...
But he didn't say I directed the killing of my brother. You said that.
Well, he's a Muslim. That's his brother.
I get the connection here, but
yeah. Well, they're brothers. He's part of the Muslim brother.
All right. Well, listen, we gotta wrap up this hour because we're coming up on 11 o'clock. We got another hour ahead right here on KSCO Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey, San Jose. It's 11 a.m. Here's Fox News. Back in 6 minutes.
Hi.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Stanley. With the debt ceiling and deficit talks at a standstill and the deadline for raising the debt ceiling just 2.5 weeks away, President Obama and the Republicans once again made their cases to the public in the regular weekend multimedia speeches.
I'm willing to compromise. I'm willing to do what it takes to solve this problem, even if it's not politically popular. And I expect leaders in Congress to show that same willingness to compromise.
The president stressing once again that any deal needs to be a balance of spending cuts and revenue hikes. For the GOP, it was Utah Senator Orrin Hatch.
Unfortunately, last week, the White House dismissed a balanced budget amendment, saying it is not good for the economy and that our debt isn't a constitutional issue. The American people know better. A balanced budget amendment is essential for our economy, and our debt is definitely a constitutional issue.
Hatch also insisting the tax increases are off the table for any solution to the debt ceiling stalemate. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in Istanbul praising Turkey.
It is through the lens of this shared democratic tradition that the United States welcomes Turkey's rise as an economic power, as a leader in the region and beyond, and as a valued ally on the most pressing global challenges.
But she also had a little stick to go along with a carrot, politely but firmly suggesting there have been concerns about backsliding on human rights, saying the recent arrests of dozens of journalists and some curbs that have been placed on religious freedom in Turkey are, quote, inconsistent with the economic and political progress shown in the moderate Muslim nation. She pointed out that Turkey could serve as a model for the Arab nations that are now in the midst of revolt or transition. Well, so far, so good in Los Angeles, where Carmageddon is underway. The shutdown of 10 miles of a key freeway for construction has yet to cause any major traffic problems. You're listening to Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Weeknights, Lou Dobbs is back to business. Hard-hitting interviews, sharp market insight, in-depth analysis with a critical eye on events shaping today's most important stories. Weeknights, Dobbs is back to business, going back-to-back with one of the most experienced names in business journalism, Neil Cabuto. Two trusted names, one powerful network. Watch Neil Cabuto at 6 and Lou Dobbs at 7, only on Fox Business Network, giving you the power to prosper.
I was 11 years old at my first national championships. I fell, I don't know how many times.
Michelle Kwan is the most decorated figure skater in U.S. history.
But I had a dream. My dream came true because I dedicated myself.
Dedication made Michelle Kwan a champion.
I was passionate about something and I made sure that I worked hard for it.
And dedication can make your dreams a reality.
Whatever your dream and goals are, they can come true.
Dedication. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Venezuela's leader, Hugo Chavez, traveling back to Cuba for more cancer treatment, this round to include chemotherapy. He'll be leaving within hours.
President Chavez confirms he needs either radiation or chemotherapy treatment. This follows surgery on June the 20th in Havana to remove a pelvic tumor which Chavez himself described as the size of a baseball. There was speculation he would continue his treatment in Brazil for the next medical phase. Chavez's ongoing battle focuses on being well enough to run for re-election in next year's presidential election back home. James Blears, Fox News Radio.
Chavez went to Venezuela's parliament with a request to leave the country after some debate that included suggestions he turn over power to his vice president while gone. He got Parliament's blessing to leave through a unanimous vote, and there's late word he has indeed delegated some powers to his vice president and finance minister. Casey Anthony's lawyers say the woman acquitted of murdering her daughter is nervous about her impending release from jail tomorrow. One of the lawyers, Cheney Mason, says everybody involved is being vigilant and that he will be armed. The Beatles, while British, have been an integral part of American culture for nearly a half century. Their influence persists. Paul McCartney woke up the Atlantis astronauts yesterday. Now comes word of a film tribute to the one who was known as the Quiet Beatle.
Director Martin Scorsese has made films about Bob Dylan, the Rolling Stones, and most famously, The Last Waltz, the star-studded farewell performance by the band. Now he's made a documentary about George Harrison. HBO is where you'll be able to find it. The cable channel has picked it up, and it will debut in two parts, October 5th and 6th. Harrison's widow, Olivia, has already seen it and says Scorsese has found a story you don't expect. The film is called George Harrison, Living in the Material World. Bill Fitka, Fox News Radio.
For the makers of the Harry Potter films, it's movie Manna from Heaven, the eighth and final Potter film raking in the dough, making $92 million in its first day in theaters, breaking the old opening day record by $20 million. Chris Stanley, Fox News Radio.
Good morning, everyone. You're tuned in to KSCO 1080. I'm Nikki James. Got your forecast here. Partly sunny, high of 68 today. West northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour tonight. Partly cloudy, low of 53. West northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. And tomorrow we got some clouds and fog early, then mostly sunny, high of 70 with west northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. And out there on the Monterey Bay, there's some light winds becoming west 10 to 20 this afternoon. The wind waves will be less than 2 feet, becoming 2 to 3 feet, with a west swell of 2 to 4 feet at 9 seconds. And tonight, west winds 10 to 20 knots, becoming northwest 5 to 15 knots after midnight. The wind waves 2 to 3 feet in the evening, becoming less than 2 feet, with a west swell of 2 to 4 feet at 9 seconds. And tomorrow, west winds 5 to 15 knots. Wind waves will be less than 2 feet, a west swell of 2 to 4 feet at 9 seconds. As far as current temperatures go, I've got Salinas at 60 degrees. In Watville, it's also 60 degrees. And Monterey's at 58. We are at 67 already here in Santa Cruz, right outside KSUO Studios. And for your KSUO King of the Hill traffic update, let's see, I've got a few traffic hazards to report. There's one on southbound 1 on Larkin Valley Road off-ramp. It looks like there's some pallets and tarps in the off-ramp there on the road. So watch out for that. And then I also just got one traffic hazard on northbound 101 just south of Camp Roberts. And there's a small propane tank in the slow lane. CHP's on the way to grab that. So heads up for those. And if you see something out there, you can call me at 475-1080 and I will report it. The official time is 11:07 and 14 seconds on this Saturday, July 16th. Up next, second hour of the Saturday special. Stay tuned. KSUO Santa Cruz, I'm Nikki James.
Before we get too far into it, I want to thank Troy for bringing in an incredible care package, not the least of which is these giant Meyer lemons, and I've already devoured half of one large one. And they used to call me the lemon boy because I was always eating lemons. I would peel them and put them in my orifice like so, and then start chewing them. And it went down the wrong way. That's terrible. Hey, Nikki. Will you take over while I choke?
Yeah, no problem. I got it. Let's start it up. Rolling with your...
Oh, I can do that.
Well, you could, but I thought you were choking. I could do it,
well,
too.
I could
can you choke and play?
I can choke and play, but I can't choke and talk very well.
All right, well, let's start the show then. Right. There we go.
Oh, hello, darling. I hate to hang up on you.
Also in that care package was quarts and quarts and quarts of chicken soup.
I'm sorry, baby, but I really gotta go to KSEO Radio. Bye.
Okay, I thought I was finished choking, but maybe I'm not. It's your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO. Hour number two, just beginning of the Saturday special. I'm MZ. With me is Corky, the pilot in command. We're so thankful that she's back. Although I must say Dave Michaels did a wonderful job in your stead. And...
he's always a good substitute.
Yeah, he's got a great attitude, and he has almost as good a musical, you know, consciousness and taste as you do.
Well, yeah, I taught him as much as I could.
Ah, okay. Maybe that's what's
going on.
Hey, Neil Brian Goldberg, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. Hey, Michael, if you don't mind, very briefly, I have to clarify
what?
A couple of little things. One thing is, people tend to generalize, and
I don't want people saying, oh, the judges are bad, the courts are no good. We've got some very fine, good judges in there who really do their best to keep their oath of office and to honor the Constitution and give people a fair shake. There's some very good ones. So, folks, don't think that way. It was just, this Almquist name came up to me several times, and then right before Michael called to invite me on the show, I got an email that he had redirected a case, put it off again for the fifth time, and directed it to the law partner of the opposing counsel who had just become a judge. So that
we're
kind
going
of good
to...
old boy stuff stinks. That stinks, that good old boy kind of stuff. It ain't right.
I think we're going to invite some judges, even Judge Almquist, to be on the radio here, and maybe he'll go on and answer some questions, because it'd be great, because you don't really – judges sort of occupy a high pedestal, and maybe they won't come on, or maybe – but it'd be great if they would.
Yeah, let them answer some questions about some of the patterns of behavior. Let them clear their names. Hey, let them show they're good. That's fine. I love a good judge. Nothing better than a good judge and nothing worse than a bad judge.
Great.
You could say a rapist or a child molester is worse, but no, because a bad judge for the right deal will let them go and do it more and more and more.
And that makes them worse than the rapist. Yeah, that's
right.
True. Okay, listen, before I forget, it's I want to give out the phone numbers, 479-1080 if you want to participate. And poor Martha in Watsonville has been waiting – much too long, so let's put her on right now. Hey, Martha.
Martha.
Hello. Thank
Martha.
You. I had the radio on, and I wasn't on the, I didn't hold the phone.
Didn't hear yourself on the radio, so.
Anyway, this purchasing of property brought up thoughts, and I'm from Watsonville, and I know someone who lives near 17th Avenue, and she said that the county purchased some property near Harbor High. And I don't know what the connection is with Dominican, but the county purchased it, and they're planning to build a lockdown hospital facility there. And she said the people over in Santa Cruz that are around that and the people that live around the high school say, that's not a place for that. So then it brought up an issue of is the county purchasing property. And she said she was talking to a real estate people, and they said that it is scary the amount of property that the county is going after and purchasing up. And I just wanted to put that out there because it's scary in the Santa Cruz.
That's part of Agenda 21. That might be part of Agenda 21.
Are they purchasing the property, or are they taking the property through eminent domain?
They're purchase. She said the county is purchasing it, as I understood. Now, I was not there at the transaction. And said to, she said she talked to somebody about surveying, or they did do some surveying, and that to get that property, which is across from Harbor High, buildable, it's going to take millions because of there's water leaking. It's right behind, she said, a cemetery, and there's no buildings up above, and there's water leaking down the hill, and it's not solid underground. And she said it's unreal why the county wants that and why they're planning on building a lockdown facility there. She said that's unreal. There's a perfect place, she said, out by Thurber Lane, big property,
right?
And it's on the same side as Dominican Hospital. Why don't they go there? And there's five other places, she said, that they were considering, but they chose this one. And she said it's precarious.
Okay. Well, thanks for bringing that up, okay?
All right, thank you.
I appreciate
you.
It. Martha in Watsonville. And is it true that, 70 people have called saying, why did you break format? How come you're not playing Kay's commentary? What the hell's the matter with you, MZ? is it true that that's what happened?
No. But your mom is not happy with you.
Okay. Well, here, let's just play it. Let's just play it.
There we go.
Here we go. Oh, do I play it? Or do I play it? Oh, okay. I guess I play it.
I could play it too. Either one.
Here we go.
You got it?
No,
okay.
I got it. Cool.
The following
is a CEO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling. I want to talk about the ACLU, which states it defends legal cases involving violations of civil liberties. ACLU stands for American Civil Liberties Union. Its history dates back to anti-war groups during World War I. It was formed in 1920 when citizens were actually held in jail merely for holding anti-war views, and it has grown stronger, but often with totally different aims. Let's fast forward to 2011. Here is what ACLU has become, of course, simplistically stated. Now, for many years, it has been called the most dangerous organization in the U.S. because it has been hijacked by American and possibly foreign extremists. It was responsible for prayer being banned in our children's schools, the Ten Commandments banned from courtrooms, and manger scenes banned from the public square. It defends the rights of terrorists over the rights of American citizens and submits reports to the United Nations to, quote, hold America accountable for human rights violations, unquote. The United Nations is now a disgusting group who hopes to control America. It started out right after World War II to be a place to help countries of the world to learn to get along peacefully. In fact, the ACLU was part of the lawsuit against Arizona recently for trying to protect America's borders from illegal immigrants. And the ACLU fights to protect the use of foreign law in America's courtrooms. It has been said that it uses a loophole in the law to force American taxpayers to pay millions of dollars in legal fees to advance its radical agenda. All this information was gleaned from the envelope of Frontiers of Freedom Foundation, which once again is soliciting for funds to continue to educate the American public. Much of this information is proof that, like ACLU, many organizations which may have started out with good intentions turn out to be self-serving and corrupt. And so it goes. Power so often does corrupt. For KSCO, this is Kay Swirling.
The long-requested book of Kay's commentaries is now available for purchase online at our KSCO.com website, right on the homepage, for $24.94 plus shipping and handling, if applicable. Treat yourself to this wonderful book full of Kay's wisdom, thoughts, and humor. It makes a great gift, and all proceeds support KSCO, your favorite radio station. Go to KSCO.com and buy Kay's book today.
In fact, you can do better than go to KSCO.com. You can go to KSCO at 2300 Portola Drive. Kay is here right now, and I've announced this before in this program, and just in case you thought that if you come down here, you'd have to be on a big, long line, guess what? There isn't a single person here. And if you come right now, you could pick up the book or buy the book and drive it for you, and no waiting at all, and you can have a wonderful, intelligent an inspiring conversation with Kay. So that's come on down, get her book. Let's see, have we started the hour number two? Yeah, we have done that. Okay, I got all discombobulated because we broke format here, and it was not intentional. It just sort of happened that way. All right, now Richard N. Watsonville is on. Hi, Richard N. Watsonville.
How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Well, I'm all right. The answer to that last commentary, your mom's, about the ACLU?
Yes.
Martial law. That would take care of the ACLU once and for all.
I would have to drink to that.
Let me ask you a question. During the week, you were on the air for some guest host, and we talked on the air about Gary Patton.
Yeah.
Did that ever materialize?
Did we invite Gary Patton to represent the fair? Pro bono. It didn't materialize because we dropped the ball. We did not. I did not do that. I say a
you
lot
asked,
of things on
Rosemary
the radio because,
you asked Rosemary to do it on the air, remember?
I see. Okay.
But the thing is, is when you were on vacation, there was a week when Olsen did the Saturday special.
Right.
And him and your mom, for 2 hours, begged for Gary Patton to call in. I've never heard anything like that. Anybody that would even know Gary Patton. Or, you know.
Well, he doesn't listen to this station.
He's a friend of the station, isn't he?
No.
No? Enemy.
No. I'm sure he doesn't listen to the station.
Well, I don't know. They spent 2 hours wanting Gary Patton or somebody from that side to call down. And then you come in and that last week and bring in this Max Kelly. He shows up.
Yeah.
He actually shows up and for the second part of the program spends most of his time denying Gary Patton has anything to do with it.
So that's when I said maybe, or you said, did you call and say
I
maybe
called you.
Gary Patton should be invited to be the pro bono defense attorney for the affair?
And you asked Rosemary to call Gary Patton.
Okay, I remember that. And so, of course that was said in jest because I don't think he would do that in a million years. He is associated with a law firm that is hired to do that. That much.
Not as far as Mr. Kelly's concerned. He said he had no association. I mean, if you go back and listen, you'll see he gave actually three different explanations. But
right. By the way, thank you for bringing that up, Richard N. Watsonville.
Yeah,
I did an editorial that I wrote on Monday.
Yeah, asking for a pro bono.
Asking with KSCO putting out the word for a person for an attorney who wants to make a lot of friends here by doing what they can do to save the fair.
Volunteering a little bit of time and getting a whole lot of backing out of KSCO.
Guess what kind of response we got?
Probably about the same amount as we got for liberal radio over on Comey advertisers. We got one.
Right. Well, we got less than that.
Okay.
Yeah. And so, but I did get, someone did call me and say, listen, you know, it's not an easy thing to do. You know, you need to have a giant law firm that's probably much too big for Santa Cruz. You might have to go to San Francisco or a big city or Chicago or New York for the law firm to be that's so large that it has interns on staff that can pick this up and run with it.
Well, these
because otherwise it might be too expensive. It probably would be too costly for, you know, a local practicing attorney to come and do that. Maybe that's the reason. Or maybe we're the only ones who give a damn about the fair.
Or
I mean, maybe no one else gives a damn at all. Let the thing just close.
Or maybe just go and look at the first three original First Amendments. The first three had to do with a whole lot of stuff of getting rid of lawyers. They were called esquires, people of nobility over here.
Uh-huh.
And that's pretty much what Brian's talking about, too, and these judges. They start out as attorneys, you know? Is Brian still there?
Yeah, he's still there, aren't you, Brian? I mean, Neil.
Oh, yeah.
Neil Brian.
How you doing, old buddy? How you doing, man? Hey,
hi, Richard.
Why don't you tell the people what you're really famous for, Richie Havens?
Hey, we're redoing that record right now. I'll be finishing it up in the next few days. We got a new version of Richie Havens singing Love Storm coming out. We found some hidden tracks with him singing in lower registers. Wow, it's like a whole different record, more up to date.
This is what Brian has to do in his off time.
You're working with the Richie Havens directly?
Oh, yeah, what a thrill. He and I were singing background together on the same microphone. It was such a thrill. He's from heaven. He's
how old is he now?
I don't know. I don't ask him.
I think he's about 74.
Really?
He's getting up there.
I think
he's wonderful. He's just a wonderful person and a super talent.
He was in the right place at the right time.
Yeah, he cut that
freedom! 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 Yeah. That guy, right?
Pretty good imitation there. Pretty good.
Yeah, and here comes the sun, I think it was.
We have this record, Love Storm. We need a love storm all over the world. It's one of the best things Richie ever did. It's a beautiful message, you know.
All right, let me ask both of you guys this question. Will China go after the rich or after the poor when they come here?
Just go after the enemies of freedom.
Well, look, the Japanese came here and they took over Pebble Beach.
We didn't
patronize the place, and they had to file bankruptcy.
Right.
Is that what's going to happen with the Chinese?
I don't know.
Or are they not interested in buying anything we
I
got?
I can't make a snap judgment on that. I'd have to think about it, Richard. Really.
Well, it's not the land. It's not the land, this issue. It's our resources and our minerals. That people are saying we should be self-sufficient. We have all this gas. We have all the soil. That's what they're giving away. I knew it would happen.
Brian, that's why I hate cell phones, because you're breaking
too.
Up.
I'm talking too close to it.
No, it's not the closeness, Wood. It's just maybe you should hang up and call us back, okay? Try that.
Well,
is it any better now?
Now it's much better.
Okay. Now, they're giving away the wealth of America. They're giving away the heart of America by giving away these resources.
Well, it sounds like we owe it. It's not a matter of giving it away. We owe it. It's a matter of do they want it or not.
They want it.
Well, if they want it, then once they get here and they've got it, we don't got to patronize it. I think that's what happened to the Japanese, and that's how Clint Eastwood wound up with Pebble Beach.
That's right.
Well, since we owe it, why don't we just give them our whole military then? Give them our
I think that that's what they want.
Give them our tanks, give them our planes.
I think that's what they want.
Why don't we just give away everything then? You don't give away your vital security. You don't give away the things the country needs to survive.
We give them everything
but the
drones.
Don't give that away under any circumstances.
Brian, we give them everything but the drones.
Now, listen, Richard N. Watsonville, we have so many other people calling. We want to thank you for your call. No, don't,
okay,
guys. We appreciate
you.
Thank you. Here comes none other than Jan in SLV. Yes, Jan. Hi.
Hi there.
Hi.
I wanted to make sure that Neil gets some information about a case where Almquist was involved. This is about Paul Carrick. He fought to the state Supreme Court on his own and had them say that most of the red tags are illegal in this county because a judge never signed off on them. And this is a great accomplishment for all the people. And right now you can go and have your case reviewed by the planning department. It's free for the paperwork and the review. But you know what they did to Paul when he got done with this?
Killed him?
No, Almquist signed on a red tag. So after
all
the work he did going to the state Supreme Court.
Oh.
And then he gets out and Almquist signs a red tag.
The arrogant, high-handed, you know, against the oath of office, against the people. That's the kind of thing I'm talking about.
Right.
Not right.
Well,
they're looking
at it as a technicality, and I'm sure they'll just go ahead and sign all those red tags, and then they'll be legal, right?
That's a possibility, but there's a lot of information on straighttalknews.org or org.com, one of those. And when Almquist was supervisor, he targeted a lot of people in the valley. Some of them stuck it out. Some of them moved.
You mean
he sort of had it in
for people as a supervisor?
Yes, he did. I know some people, and I know people who've moved. And he was also part of the forestry rules, that whole package deal.
He sounds like a very, very, very powerful man.
Yeah, and when he was in office, somebody said something to him about something. Well, isn't that illegal or wrong or whatever? And he said, that's okay. When the bleep hits the fan, I'll be gone. And he's been involved with, you know, the planning department. Our group, the Alliance for Change, found that most of the people in the planning department aren't qualified for their jobs. And that's why we got the three top planners out of there. Tom Byrne, and I can't think of the other two right now, but they left. They retired because we put the pressure on them.
Did they retire at full salary or more?
Oh, probably.
Uh-huh.
And still people in the planning department not qualified, but they're still passing out red tags and doing what they do. So Neil, check into Paul Carrick. I think it's C-A-R-R.
Neil dropped off, unfortunately.
Oh,
his cell phone must have, or maybe his cell battery.
He'd be a good guest for you, Michael.
Oh, yes.
Had him on Perspective, but he doesn't get enough time there.
Paul Carrick. Okay, we'll do that.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jan. Appreciate it. Ken in Watsonville, you're on KSCO on the Saturday special. You want to talk about the county fair?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Eddie.
Sure.
A couple things. Is one, the reason we may not getting lawyers to defend the county fair is the fact that the state's attorney general's office represents the county fair for any lawsuits.
Yeah, but they charge the fare just like any private would. They're just a transfer of funds going to the state.
Yeah, but they're still required to do it. So they may any other lawyer may think that they're infringing upon the state's attorney general's office.
Wow, that's pretty sick, you know. So that what you're saying is that it's possible that even if someone stepped up to the plate, that they wouldn't be allowed to do that because of the state, because the state needs to suck money out of the fair?
Just like
lawyers need to suck money out of the fair just so it goes broke?
Yeah, possible.
So the state wants the fair to go broke too?
No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that the fair is, I don't know how or why, but they would have to go through any legal thing, but they'd have to go through the state's attorney general.
Right. Okay. Well, I've heard that, but I also heard that they have to pay just like anybody else.
Yeah, that part I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Well, very much. Thanks very much for your call to the Saturday special. It looks like we've got Neil back here. We'll bring him up and him in.
Okay, it's good that people are calling in with information so we get a clearer picture about some of these rascals. You know, we'll just see how it plays out. But
rascals, you know, I like that word. I mean,
A man is only powerful if the people reelect him. You know, folks, you pull the rug right out from under some of these guys if they're bad. You know, if these things are true, and there's probably, if there's more. Well, just pull the rug. Remember the name. We've heard the name Almquist. If you check it out and you find he's not good, yank him out of there. Don't reelect him. Make sure he doesn't get back on, and get a genuine guy in there who's going to care about the people when they come with their grievances, that they get a fair shake. You know, I've had judges rule against me, but I like them because they called it as they truly saw it. They called a proper call, and that's a good judge. Even if he rules against you, that's a good judge. But when a guy redirects the case to the law partner of Tim Smalls, that's old, good old boy stuff. That's pretty darn bad. These people have to be looked at. Anyway, Michael, we were going to talk about Israel.
Yeah. Thanks for remembering that.
Yeah.
You sent me a couple of emails talking about Obama committing more atrocities against Israel.
The last canary, I think the big one I sent was the last canary.
Yeah, yeah. Let me see if I can find that here. But go ahead while I'm searching for that. This is something I don't get passionate about a lot of things, but I do, ladies and gentlemen, get passionate about the importance of the state of Israel to continue to exist. And
yeah,
the U.S. has always been a major ally, and now that President Obama is the chief executive, that's changing very, very quickly. He has made it clear that he has nothing but contempt for the state of Israel. Maybe what one of the previous callers to this program said is true. Maybe it's because he's a Muslim and not a Christian. Despises Israel and the Jews, and maybe it's his number one thing in the world, not health care, but to erase Israel. That's what I'm beginning to think.
Well, it's possible. I see signs of it. You know, this is just like the other stuff I was talking about. I hate bullies. As a kid growing up, I had some very, very bad scenes happen with bullies and getting ganged up on. And so I have a real thing in my heart about that. And, you know, I have a special feeling for Israel, but if it was any country, I don't like it when anything like that's going on. When I hear about genocide or Darfur or in the Sudan or anything, that's when America's supposed to stand up and be the guy on the white horse, you know. And when I see this bullying going on, I actually have that thing in front of me that I wrote if you didn't find it.
Yeah, well, I found something else that came from you that's short enough for me to read, too. Can you believe this? This is part of the change we were promised. But no one will question him, the president, in fear of being called a racist. What an embarrassment. For a long time, we have noticed that the decor at the White House has changed since BHO moved in. The Oval Office is now stripped of the traditional red, white, and blue and replaced with Middle Eastern wallpaper, drapes, and decor. The hallway that he walks out of to talk to the press now has Middle Eastern chairs, drapes, etc., And the thing that has bothered me most is the bright yellow drape behind him every time he speaks from the White House. It has Arabic symbols on it and has been there from the beginning. Today I received this, and it clearly shows that what I have been noticing, that the bright yellow curtain is highly visible. But as you scroll down, you will see what is predominantly absent. Also, as you look at the pictures of other presidents speaking from the same spot, look at the traditional American background and decor as opposed to the new decor. Trust me when I say this is intentional. It should alarm every American. They're talking about the absence of an American flag.
Yeah, I forwarded
now,
that.
Now, is this, you know, people can play dirty tricks and use Photoshop and technology, you know, to doctor photographs and stuff. Is this,
and birth certificate.
Yeah. Oh, and birth certificate.
I received a few of them. I forwarded that to you. I didn't write that. Someone sent it to me, and I thought you'd be interested. But, you know, I'm getting some of this from very reliable people that have never sent me anything bogus. And people can see for themselves when he speaks if they're flags around or not, you know, that I didn't verify.
It was amazing that during the election of 08, there was a very prominent picture photograph of the president during the Pledge of Allegiance refusing to, you know, put his hand over his heart. And I don't know whether to believe this or not, that he doesn't have flags when he speaks.
I don't know.
No, I think that's got to be someone just who hates him, who just wants to incite false hate. You know, I mean.
Well, there are some alarming appearances, a lot of rumors about, there were rumors about Jesus. I mean, you know, there were bad things said about him. So you can't just believe everything, but I'm seeing a lot that worries me. But, you know, I want to say a few things about Israel, if I may.
Sure, please. And Paul Carrick has called, but go ahead and say what you're going to say. Then we'll put
all right, I'll say a little bit. I can say more later. You know, Mark Twain traveled through the Middle East and wrote about it back there, you know. And he said it was a wasteland. It was nobody. There weren't cities. There wasn't a Palestinian people. There wasn't a Palestinian nation. He said there were a few sheep herders, and it was all wasteland. There was nothing there. You know, and in recent times, this thing was created, I believe, by the British, I read, that they created this Palestinian thing. But, you know, the perception that Israel's always having trouble with its neighbors. Well, the day they were founded, they were attacked by 11 Arab nations. The minute it was announced they were a nation, they miraculously repelled that, and they grew stronger. But those attacks never stopped, not for one single week probably, but certainly not for 1 month. Since way back then have the attacks against Israel stopped, all kinds of attacks on every level. They've been forced to grow stronger and fight back. Now, you have a good student in school. The other kids resent him. They call him brain. This one pushes him. This one pokes him. They make fun of him. And next thing you know, it's like he's the troublemaker because he finally fought back. He shoved back here, so now he's in a shoving match there. He called the other kid's mother the same name that that kid called his mother. He gave Joey a black eye for grabbing his homework and throwing it in a dirty puddle, his homework and his books. So now he's fighting with all these guys. He must be the troublemaker. I've seen it. We've all seen it in school. And they all work together, and they all are witnesses together, and some of their parents are rich and powerful, so they go to the school board, they're getting the kid expelled, whatever, you know. When all the time, that kid never wanted to fight. All Israel ever wanted to do was live. That's all that's going on, folks. And there are a lot of people in this area, you know, New Agers, spiritual people, liberal people. You want to stand for something. You want to have a cause, you know. You have a noble inclination, and you want to be for the victim and what you don't understand. I mean, you're the people that say, don't believe everything the government says. Don't believe everything you hear on the news. You're those very people. But what you don't understand is if you want to stand for something, if you want to take the part of a victim, then stand with Israel, because they're the victim. They're the country that is just trying, and the people that are just trying to survive, that just want to live. They made a treaty with Egypt, not a shot fired. Now there'll be trouble because Egypt's going bad. They're coming under the sway of the radical, violent Muslims. Now there'll be trouble again with Egypt. They made a treaty with Jordan. They could run over Jordan in 1 hour. Not a shot fired. No trouble whatsoever with Jordan. You see, folks, if you look at the facts and you open your eyes and you feel your heart in the right place, choose the right side. Don't stand with the people who mutilate women. Don't stand with the people who rape women,
of any age, not all, but a certain type, you know, don't stand for terror and gore and the horrible things that all those populations live in fear. You call them freedom fighters. Where's the freedom? Where's the freedom in any country where they rule? Where's the freedom? Wake up. In Israel, the only country where every single religion is freely practiced, every single, including Muslim religion, is freely practiced in Israel. The Muslims control that Dome of the Rock. Not allowed up there unless you're okay by them, unless you're a staunch Muslim.
That's right. I tried to go and was barred several times.
Not allowed. See, not allowed. So
just in the last couple months.
It's simple, black and white. It's very simple. Look at the facts. In Darfur, all those people were being slaughtered. Israel, the only country in the Middle East that took in hundreds, and they're a little tiny country. They would have taken in thousands. They took in hundreds of black African families to keep them from being slaughtered. What Arab nation did? None that I heard of.
We don't even do that.
So you want to stand for something. You want to have a noble cause. Stand with the state of Israel and remember what the ancient prophets said, who have never been wrong about a single thing they prophesied all through the ages. And they said, whoever of the people of Israel, whoever blesses you, I will bless, and whoever curses you, I will curse. Thus saith the Lord. And every nation that has persecuted the Jews, even Rome, even great Nazi Germany, they all went down in flames. You want to see bad luck, America? You know, you find out you haven't seen really bad luck yet.
Keep going down Obama's road regarding Israel.
Stand with the God's people. I know they're not perfect. I know there's got lots of bones to pick with some Jewish people I know. But, you know, it is the way it is, and they are the ones that brought in God's law, and they are the ones that keep that certain flame. You know, and Christians know it, and maybe they're no better than anyone else, but they are, for some strange reason, they are people that God says, I choose you, and I'll save you, and I'll watch over you, and I'll fight for you for my name's sake. He says, not even for you. You ain't all that great. You've disappointed me and let me down many times. For my name's sake.
You're breaking up again, Neil Bryan.
Right,
but here, let me put Dave Allen on real quick. He wants to say something. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, how's it going there?
Okay, good.
Hey, Neil. Listen, we all hear about all this stuff going on. We all forget the big picture. We're so brainwashed from since we're a child, though. The president, the Congress, always white fan hats, actually doing your bidding. It's a joke. This country's been corrupt from the day it was born. Obama has no power. He's a puppet. Number two, why is that there's nobody around ever said, oh, I remember him. I went to school with him. Oh, I graduated high school with him. He was a jerk. He was this. He was that. Oh, I went to college with him. Guy shows up out of thin air, him and Michelle. There's no background. Where did they come from? Seriously, no, I'm not trying to be crazy here, but there's nobody that claims he graduated from college in 1984, whatever it was. Nobody there, nobody in his graduating class remember seeing him. Where did he come from? And what is his background in Chicago? Where did that come from? Why is that all you do is be a person of color with community organization skills, supposedly, not your president.
A wonderful smile and a great orator.
Yeah, where did that come
from? He's very charismatic, you must admit.
I see video of him when the teleprompter went haywire, shut up. He got lost. He was like little Tom. He was like somebody that, like a computer that went offline. I'm serious, that got his his line cut. He could go on. He was stumbling, like he didn't even remember what he was talking about.
I heard about that. Dave, thanks for calling in. Appreciate it. Here's Paul Carrick. Paul, we were talking about you behind your back earlier.
Thank you. Someone called up to inform me and had said that you had questions for me.
Oh, well, not so much now. We should do a whole program about your situation with the county and the lawsuit that you brought. Was it to the state Supreme Court?
Yes, appealed to the state Supreme Court because the local appeals board chose to give presidents of local Santa Cruz County codes over state law.
Well, they can't do that.
Well, the Supreme Court has to rule that. Between then and now, the latest word is the appeals court, the 6th District Appeals Court.
Okay. Well, we would like – I know you've been on with Perspectives on the station here. We'd like to have you on our program here. But so we'll be contacting you on it because this is a fascinating topic for me. It's, from what little I understand of it, it seems that all someone has to do is have a judge sign these things and they become legal. Am I right? These red tags?
Yes, and they'll be recorded.
Yeah.
Against the property.
Yeah, so some judge like this Almquist fellow we've been talking about today will probably do that. He might get writer's cramp, but he'll do it.
Well, all that simply has to be pointed out is that he may have a conflict of interest, namely his pension is being paid by the economic well-being of Santa Cruz County, and therefore he has a conflict of interest and can't rule on that issue.
Well, anyhow, we'll see. But thanks very much for calling in, okay?
Okay, let me know when you need me.
You bet, absolutely. That was Paul Carrick, who has been very active in the with a lawsuit here involving red tags in Santa Cruz County. Yeah, Mark, you're on next. In fact, you're on now. You're on, and we got to do a commercial break here pretty quick, but you're on with Neil Brian Goldberg and MZ.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Good. How are you, Mark?
Good. I just have a question for you. Is it legal for the federal government or the president to contribute funds to a private industry?
As official capacity or as individuals?
As a corporation.
I mean, a person giving money.
Yeah, Ryan, we're gone again. You know, next time we have you on, we better have you at the station or on a landline because the cell phone is just deteriorated to nothing.
But, you know, I
anyhow, I don't know the answer to that. Maybe some listener does.
The reason I ask is because there was a few times I've heard Obama making a speech of saying he's going to allocate $750 billion to expanding the broadband communications in the United States, correct?
Yeah, I've heard that.
Now, unless the government is in control of the communications, is it legal for them to invest in private companies with taxpayer money?
I wouldn't think so.
So that tells me he's let the cat out of the bag, and their intention is to take over the broadband and control it.
Well, that makes all the sense in the world now that I'm thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, you know, just kind of a brief history on how telecommunications was worked initially. When Alexander first invented the phone system, they told him he had to make it affordable for the poorest farmer to call their neighbor. And then for long distance, to call outside of that territory, they could charge whatever. That's why long distance is regulated, is non-regulated. And local phone service is regulated. Now, when they split up the phone company, the original AT&T back in the 80s, they asked them, which side do you want? They took the money-making side, the long distance. All the baby bells didn't have any subsidies to stay in business to maintain the infrastructure. So when those baby bells started going under, where did SBC, which was run by Ed Whitaker, the one they appointed to run GM, where did he get the funds to expand his company to building AT&T back into a bigger monopoly than it ever was before, and the federal government never stopped him.
God.
I'm just wondering, where would he have gotten that kind of money when all the other baby bells are going under? And he went after the long-distance companies and the wireless and bought them up and got the name AT&T back.
Yeah.
So it just makes you wonder where this is all going, especially when the government funded and they were the ones backing Google when it first originated.
Oh my God! Speaking of Google,
if you can't control the internet like they tried to, what's the next best thing? Control the pipeline to the internet. Just something that, you know, I thought I'd throw out there because.
Hold on a second. I'm putting you on hold. I'm going to re-equalize your line here, Mark. Okay, I think you'll sound a little better now. Google reaches new heights. That's the headline on yesterday's Mercury. Sales exceed $9 billion for the first time. New social network already tops 10 million users. Workforce surges. Wow. Wow. Yeah, Google is going places, huh?
Yes.
And I use Google a lot. Do you?
Yes, sir. Well, that's what everybody does. Whenever someone wants information, what do they say? Google
I'm
it.
I'm not just talking about, you know, the search engine. I'm talking, I run my whole life with Gmail, and I run my whole life with, when someone calls me, if someone has my private personal number that I want them to have, it rings like 10 phones all at once. So, and that's through Google Voice. And if I don't happen, if I'm on the phone or I can't answer or I'm just, you know, not in range or whatever, if they leave a voicemail, that voicemail gets transcribed by the computer, by a robot in the computer, into, you know, a text message that gets emailed to me. So I could listen to the emails without listening to the email because I could see it. I could see the email. And that's all a free Google service.
And I know
that everybody who leaves me a message, everybody who calls me through my Google Voice number, it's all being recorded forever. And it should bother me, but it doesn't, because I don't say or do things that are dishonest or that I would want to hide, you know, want people to not know that I'm doing.
But
normal people, I'm not normal. Normal people would be freaked out knowing that everything they send or everything they talk and everything they say and everything they do through free, wonderful free services of great value provided by Google. You know, there is a cost, and the cost is you're giving up all of your privacy. And at this point, I don't care. Maybe a month or two or 6 months from now, something might happen which will make me hit myself in the head saying, how could you be such a stupid ass and not have cared all those years? Look what you did to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But right now, it's just so easy. Google has made my life so easy, and I'm not just with the search engine. There are many, many other things.
Something else, as far as local phone service is still a huge money pit, and corporations don't like money pits. But who does like money pits? Government.
Yes.
It's a never-ending taxpayer revenue for them. So if the government was to take over, from what it sounds like Obama's, you know, kind of, in my opinion, let the cat out of the bag, is the fact that if they are going to try and take over the local phone service and the internet to be able to control, I mean, the broadband to control the internet, then, you know, it's kind of scary that they're going to, you know, they look at an opportunity to say that America is addicted, like what you were just saying, that we're so dependent and addicted to the internet. That how many people would say no to increased tax revenue to maintain their infrastructure?
Yeah, well, you could be right. Jeez. All right, hey, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the depressing call, Mark. Take care.
You too.
There goes Mark in Felton. The lines are open at 479-1080. Nikki, thank you for keeping me on track. I know we've got to go to a break. Let's do it now, and we'll be back and close out the show.
It's time to grab your clubs and escape to De La Viega Golf Course in Santa Cruz. Hello, I'm Tim Lostelot, head golf pro at De La Viega Golf Course. It's almost always a good time to grab your clubs and escape to De La Viega for a round of affordable golf and relaxation.
Hello, my name is Scott Bedell, current Harbor High School golf coach, and my favorite hole at De La Viega has to be number 16. And the reason for this is that standing on that tee and looking down that fairway, trying to drive the ball straight, it's like putting your ball through the eye of a needle. And when you make a good drive on that hole and set up out there in the middle of the fairway, it just sets you up with such an adrenaline rush that I can make birdie on this hole.
Escape to De La Viega Golf Course in Santa Cruz. The golf is affordable and challenging. The people local and friendly. De La Viega, a beautiful municipal golf course right in your backyard. You can't miss. For tee times, call 423-7212 or delaviegagolf.com.
John Deere presents Thoughts from the Yellow Seat.
Everything today is multi-purpose, like phones that double as dog whistles. Or better yet, John Deere compact utility tractors. They do it all, and during deer season, the 3000 and 4000 series are up to $400 off when you buy two or more John Deere or Frontier branded implements. Stop by your nearest RDO equipment company store at 501 El Camino Real South in Salinas and 1320 West Beach Street in Watsonville by August 1st, and then have fun multi-purposing.
Want to see what all the buzz is about? RadioDaveStuff.com. Webpage where you can go and see everything you hear about in one stop. Vitamin Goddess drink, dark chocolate flower powered drink, and also my famous Obama bib for grown-ups, for those who want to slobber all over themselves and still appear clean. Get my drift. Also free things. Spiritual tools, my Rainy Dave song list. RadioDaveStuff.com.
Real estate can be really confusing these days, but we make it easy to understand on Open House Radio. Hello, I'm Renee Mello, host of Open House. Each Saturday at 2 p.m., we reach into all the neighborhoods of the local real estate market and talk our way through appraisals, financing, inspections, offers, closings, with all kinds of real estate experts. Join me, Renee Mello, for Open House Radio Saturday, 2 p.m. on KSCO.
Your dream of working from home turns into a nightmare, or Highway 17 costs you hours every day. Try a free week at the Satellite, now in Scotts Valley and Felton. Hi, I'm Barbara Springer. Just bring your laptop. The Satellite has the offices, work and meeting space, and business equipment you need 24/7 for less cost than the average commute. Online at thesatelliteinc.com. Some people like sitting in traffic. For everyone else, there's the Satellite.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Costa, host of the Costa Report. These days, you have a lot of radio programs to choose from, but here's why I'm asking you to turn your dial every Friday at 2 p.m. to KSCO. Because at some point, talk show hosts have got to stop raging, pontificating, and finger-pointing as if they're all auditioning for the Jerry Springer Show. That's right. In order to start solving our problems, we're going to have to tell our inner child to pipe down so our inner adult can take care of business. So join me every Friday at 2 p.m. right here on KSCO for the Costa Report.
I want to take Rick in Scotts Valley's phone call so I don't have to read his emails. Go ahead, Rick. You're on the air.
Oh, nice guy.
No, it's not. I just don't, you know, I figured you're calling because
you
had.
You said at the very beginning of your program, you said everybody calls in bitches, but nobody has a solution.
I know. So. And so you sent the emails, and I didn't read them, and it's the end of the show, and you're calling in, so go for it.
I can't describe them all. You can read them later. But anyway, the first one that I sent is a spreadsheet comparing my idea of a tax reform to the 19% flat tax. It's a Excel spreadsheet, and all numbers that I put in there were documented from either News Story or from the IRS or from the census. So I make this spreadsheet, and the other day Corey had a guy on. The guy sounded pretty cool. He'd written a book about the debt bomb, I think it was called. But when I offered up for the first 40 to 50% of people getting in the game, skin in the game, that would bring in more than 19%. It would bring almost $1 trillion more in. But when you look at it, and I got the idea from Mr. Joe Biden himself when he was nailing Katie Couric about, hey, Katie, you got to get in the game. You got to pay your taxes. It's the patriotic thing to do, you know. Well, okay, if that's the case, let's get everybody get in the game to save America, and we can go back to the way it is in a couple of years.
I hate to do this. You got to finish up in 10 seconds.
Okay,
it's
well,
the end
look
of the
at
show.
That chart. If you made $5,000 a year, would you mind paying $50 to the IRS?
No, not one bit.
Look at the chart, MZ. And
okay.
I can't anybody to even voice an opinion about it.
Okay, thank you, Rick. I appreciate the call. That's it. Listen to the rerun tonight at 10 o'clock or anytime on KSCO.com.
That's all, folks.
KSCO Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey, San Jose. It's 12 noon.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Stanley. President Obama and the GOP going public with their deadlocked on cutting the budget and lifting the U.S. debt ceiling by the August 2nd deadline.
President Obama said in his weekly address, compromise can't be reached without tax hikes on the wealthy.
The truth is, you can't solve our deficit without cutting spending. But you also can't solve it without asking the wealthiest Americans to pay their fair share.
In their weekly response, Republicans stuck by their opposition of any increase in taxes.
The solution to a spending crisis is not tax increases. Yet Washington has consistently demonstrated that it cannot control its urge to spend. That is why the only long-term solution is a balanced budget amendment to the Constitution.
Utah Senator Orrin Hatch speaking for the GOP. Karen Riegel, Fox News Radio.
At the White House this morning, it was Barack Obama and the Dalai Lama. The Tibetan spiritual leader with the president in a 45-minute private session closed to the news media that made China, which rules Tibet and drove the Dalai Lama into exile in 1959, angry. It had urged the U.S. to cancel the meeting, suggesting it might harm U.S.-Chinese relations. In 10 days, Secretary of State Clinton will be visiting China, and Vice President Joe Biden is also scheduled to visit China this summer. People in the nation's midsection who have been sweltering the last few days are getting absolutely no relief today.
Another heat wave is taking shape across the plains today, from Texas up into the Dakotas and Minnesota. Highs will be in the 90s and hundreds. And when you factor in the humidity, heat index values will be from 100 to 115 degrees. The heat wave will gradually move eastward over the next few days.
Fox meteorologist Maria Molina. A federal appeals court has ruled in favor of the Obama administration and the military don't ask, don't tell policy on letting gays serve openly will stay in place until the Pentagon finishes setting up the rules for when it's gone. In the meantime, though, the court says the government can't investigate, penalize, or discharge anyone who's openly gay. You're listening to Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Most kids resent a dad who's constantly pushing them.
Let's go.
But not Rick Hoyt.
We can do this.
For years, Rick has been pushed, pulled, and carried by his dad, and he loves it. That's because Rick, a wheelchair quadriplegic since birth, and his father, Dick, together have competed in over 65 marathons. So when you see Dick Hoyt pushing his son around, you're witnessing extraordinary devotion. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Greta gets it.
A Fox News alert. Controversy exploding.
The battle is on.
You can count on us to bring you new developments as they happen.
Greta gets inside today's biggest headlines, behind the issues driving our nation, and up close to the topics impacting you. Greta gets the who, what, and why behind every story, and gets the all-important interviews America wants to see.
President Obama was a job creator from day one.
We've got to cut spending.
Because Greta gets it. Greta Van Susteren, weeknights on the record on Fox News Channel.
Denver International Airport still hasn't recovered completely from the hailstorm that hit on Wednesday night, damaging planes. Frontier Airlines says it's canceled nearly 100 flights that were to take off today, tomorrow, and Monday as it repairs the 13 planes still showing damage from the storm. In Britain, people are wondering where the News Corp scandal goes from here. Revelations about reporters hacking into the phones of everyone from politicians to celebrities to crime victims still unfolding, with the giant media corporation taking lots of hits.
We've seen just a very damaging week for the Murdoch empire. I mean, we've seen the withdrawal of the bid for the Be Sky Be deal. We've seen the share price plummet. Murdoch has lost two of his most trusted employees. And, of course, the News of the World newspaper has had to fold one of his most successful newspapers. And it's not over yet. This firefighting is still going to keep going, because on Tuesday, for the first time, for the first time, James Murdoch and Rupert Murdoch, along with Rebecca Brooks, will face the Commons Select Committee, where they'll not just answer some pressing questions from MPs about the actions of some of their employees. They'll also be watched very keenly by many millions of members of the public.
Jane Dougal with our sister network Sky News. News Corp owns 39% of Sky News and is also the parent company of Fox News Radio. Texas Governor Rick Perry has been dangling the prospect of running for the Republican presidential nomination, and there's more evidence he's serious. Iowa Governor Terry Branstad says he believes Perry's going to do it, based on a phone conversation they had last night. Branstad says Perry told him his family is encouraging him to run. In Jackson, Mississippi, police say Betty Walker was so concerned about the pit bull puppy named Cocaine that had lunged at some children yesterday that she tried to shoot it. She hit the dog once, but she also hit her husband, who had grabbed up the dog, with a bullet to the chest. He died. The puppy lived. It's been taken by animal control officers, and police say while Robert Walker's death appears to be accidental, a county grand jury will have to decide for sure. Chris Stanley, Fox News Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. You're tuned in to KSCO 1080. I'm Nikki James. Got your forecast here. Looks like we're going to get some partly sunny skies. High of 68. The west-northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. And tonight we're going to have partly cloudy with a low of 53. And west-northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, clouds and fog in the morning. Then we're going to get some mostly sunny skies. High of 70. West-northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Out there on the Monterey Bay, we've got some light winds going on. They're going to become west 10 to 20 knots this afternoon with wind waves less than 2 feet, becoming 2 to 3 feet with a west swell of 2 to 4 feet at 9 seconds. Tonight out there, the west winds 10 to 20 knots.